Okay, moving on to back to what I normally like. I guess you could say more, technical dissonant death, dissonant black metal stuff. I'm gonna get two long tracks, one by Krixuor. That's with a Q and an R. I'll figure it out. And then one that I missed from years ago because I wasn't into it, Ad Nauseam. You might have heard about this. It was a pretty big release back in like 2021, I think. But yeah, we'll listen to one track, take a break, get some space, listen to the other one. Yeah, let's see how it goes. You're listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM. So we just listened to Slithering Serendipity by Crixhuor. That's spelled Q-R-I-X-H-U-O-R. From their album, The Womb of the World. It came out late last year. I had a great time with this album. It has this excellent kind of gothic type of sound with the strings and piano, but even those are dissonant, so it doesn't come across as cheesy like so much symphonic black metal does. You know, and I say that with love because I do like symphonic black metal, but it's a different take on symphonic black metal that I really appreciate. I was trying to look for more information on these guys, and I stumbled upon this interview. I think this is the same... I don't know, it feels like the same site that interviewed, what's that French band called? They did Paracletus. I can't remember. But like a really intense French black metal band. And this Crixhuor also seems to, they're from the UK. I just skimmed over it. Maybe they take themselves too seriously. Not sure. I mean, excellent musicians, but talking about like you know, infernal masters and like, you know, demon worship, or like not worship, but just like, I don't know, like wearing black, all black, and hoods and smoke and conjuration and stuff. I mean, it's, I guess it's part of the aesthetic, but like, I don't know. I just think, okay, bud, you keep doing your thing. Yeah, whatever. If it makes cool music, sure, more power to you. Anyway, moving on. We are going to listen to this Ad Nauseam track. This one I mentioned before. Let's see. This is from... Yeah, 2021. Ad Nauseam from their album, Imperative Imperceptible Impulse. Yeah, this one... crazy. It was before I got into dissonant death metal, but now that I have, this is absolutely nuts. So we'll listen to this one, and then we'll talk a bit about this band when we get back. Thank you. You're listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. So that crazy piece of work was Coincidentia Oppositorum by Ad Nauseam from their 2021 album Imperative Imperceptible Impulse. Like I was mentioning before, this is one that I missed back in the day because I wasn't into this kind of crazy intense death metal yet. I don't think I'd quite understood Gorguts at the very least. And I feel like that's a good starting point for getting into something like this. As this is one of the most sonically dense and layered albums I've ever heard. Each instrument comes through so clearly, like you can hear each part, and it takes a while for your brain to understand what exactly is going on. But there's so many things going on, and I bet you people who know music better, like know music theory better, or, you know how to describe it, can enjoy it at a much deeper level, but it's fantastic. Like mentioning Gorguts, like it's kind of like Gorguts, but less grimy, like a little bit more, warmer sound altogether. Seems great. And apparently this band, Ad Nauseam, so they're from Italy, and these guys are apparently extremely meticulous. I was reading going so far as to build their own sound equipment to record an album, so like building their own amps and all this kind of stuff to really dial in the sound they wanted. I should go back and look at their other albums, because if it's the same quality, let's go. And now listening to this again, I was thinking I should really pick this album up on vinyl, because this would be definitely one worth sitting down and listening to in that kind of sense, just totally soaking it in. What I've got next, like, it's good, but it's going to pale in comparison. It's the same kind of dissonant death metal, but compared to what we just heard, it's not going to really stand up. I mean, it was okay. I spun it a couple times about 2 months ago. I think this is from last year still. I'm not sure, but it's good. Let's see. We've got a half hour left or so. So we're going to have two tracks here from Strigiform. From their album Aconite. Let's jump in. Well, this is Scorched and Hostile. We'll be right back. So we just heard some Strigiform. Sorry, I was mistaken earlier. This is the artist is Strigiform. The album name is Aconite. And those two tracks were Scorched and Hostile, followed by Hypnagogic Allure. Just doing a little bit of reading in between. Funny thing I found, so when I compared these guys to Ad Nauseam, like pale in comparison, which, I mean, you know, sometimes it's just like that. Sometimes some artists are just meteoric ahead, you know, don't have a chance. That's not to say that this was not good. This is excellent stuff still. But I found that Strigiform is also from Italy, you know, must be something in the water that lets them make this incredible disso death. I like this album. It wasn't in heavy rotation, but enough. There's some cool syncopation, interesting guitar parts. Not rewriting the book on disso death, but good. And this was another one from iVoidhanger Records. So I think we got the trifecta of, you know, iVoidhanger Records transcending obscurity and avant-garde. So, I mean, those keep popping up. Great. Moving on. We're close to nearing the end of our show here. So, gonna go to this, I think it's a UK band. My friend the Tesseract showed me this. Mithras. So we'll just finish off with these two tracks, and that'll be it for tonight. So thank you for allowing me to be your guide through the darkness. This bit has been Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am a voice in the abyss, wishing you a good night, a good day, or an otherwise pleasant experience in your perception of time.
Styrofoam lids of our sandwiches flap in the wind like garbage clams on the bed in the ocean wind. I see you there up in your medication. You are on the move. I'm sitting